And what did you think when you saw Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness smiling and laughing at the Ryder Cup on Friday? The message we're getting from both of our biggest parties is that Stormont is in crisis, but both the Sinn Féin and DUP have constantly been telling us how bad things are up on the hill. So why go to the Ryder Cup in the middle of all of that? The First and Deputy First Minister say they were invited by Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, and that they were doing important business. Commentators Alex Cain and Jude Collins with us this morning. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a bit tough on them getting a hammering. They were doing business out there, Alex. Let them get on with it.
Look, Steve, yes, they had business to do. They'd said that this is a long-standing engagement. They had to talk to Alex Salmond about other issues. They also had to talk to the people behind the British Open, which is coming here in 2 or 3 years' time. Fine, if the circumstances are right and dandy and okay at home, go and have those talks. Otherwise, you know, you can send senior officials. That's what they're there for. But to leave, Stephen, when you have a huge crisis at home and the executive can't even talk about key welfare issues, to go off somewhere else, and what looks to everyone else like a jolly, and it's the perception that two men who seem incapable of reaching any decision on anything in Northern Ireland can just saunter off to the Ryder Cup and elsewhere, smile, do all the photo opportunities, make it look as though they have a normal relationship, make it look as though politics and government in Northern Ireland is normal. I just think that's a remarkably...
Come on, Alex, cut them a bit of slack. You know, we're not a poxy little country insofar as our First and Deputy First Minister cannot go and meet Scotland's First Minister without worrying about the optics every time.
No. Well, that's the whole thing. It is about worrying about the optics every time, because these two guys have been raging against each other for months. Their parties have been raging against each other. What they do on these occasions is go off and present an entirely different point of view. And I think that's a dangerous thing to do. It's almost like they operate in this bubble where they think that nobody else outside Northern Ireland knows what's going on, that nobody else will be aware that there's a crisis. And what they're doing over there is probably trying to say to the people behind the British Open who will be saying, hang on, guys, A, are you going to be First Deputy First Minister in a year's time? B, is there going to be an assembly? Is there going to be a government? What's the deal? What's happening here?
And British Open are coming to Northern Ireland.
Yes, they are coming to Northern Ireland.
So you don't think we should have our most senior politicians going out to the Ryder Cup, reinforcing what we've got to sell here, making sure that the Irish and British Open still comes to Northern Ireland? You don't think they can do that without worrying about a couple of headlines from the media having a cheap pot shot at them?
Well, it isn't about having a cheap pot shot at them, Stephen, and you would do it yourself as well. You have a situation here where, at Northern Ireland, it isn't just that the government is dysfunctional. In essence, there isn't actually a government. He could easily have sent Arlene Foster. They could easily send senior civil servants. I'm simply saying that particular weekend, there is more to discuss in Northern Ireland. You had it on your programme this morning with Sinn Féin and the DUP. It's been on other radio programmes. They're still incapable of solving anything. So I'm simply saying, maybe, just for once, instead of the jollies, which I don't care about, I know this part of the high-level government, people have to do that. I'm just saying there's a priority in Northern Ireland at the moment. We are, so whether anyone likes it or not, Stephen, we are on the brink of all of this collapsing. I'm just saying, prioritise what really matters at this stage.
Jude?
Well, I think it's important to remember that Stormont isn't just some sort of two-man band. Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness are the leaders of political parties, as well as being First Minister and Deputy First Minister. And just as an organisation, because the CEO goes off for a day or two for other business, the organisation doesn't collapse. If a principal of a school goes off to attend an education conference, the work goes on. The classes continue. The children aren't sent home. So, I mean, these people have got political parties, and they're perfectly capable of doing the work in the absence of their leaders.
They're actually not doing it. That's my point.
With the presence of McGuinness or Robinson, if these guys are determined not to do their work, the presence of McGuinness or Robinson is not going to change that. In any case, the point is, it's actually an advantage in going away. They show Scotland, which a country is divided, as we know. It shows them a face of unity, how political opponents can stand together for shared good. I think that's good. And I think it shows unity to the wider world. These two people represent us. It's their opportunity to go onto an international stage where there's a huge, massive audience for the Ryder Cup and show that they can stand together and talk in an amiable fashion.
Yeah.
And the other last problem is, Can I make a last point? It wouldn't be the first time that a cooler and more detached atmosphere overseas would have allowed our politicians to make strides that they find impossible in the cauldron that, that storm it presently is.
But look, my point, Jude, and I accept what you're saying. I think sometimes it is necessary for people to do get away from the kitchen. I think my problem with all of this is that it's presenting two entirely different faces. They are capable, and clearly capable, of presenting a united front when it suits them. What worries me most is that neither of them seems to think it's actually important enough to represent, to present that united front back. It's almost like they're playing to two. When they're away, they're playing for Northern Ireland. When they're back here, they're playing entirely to their own galleries. And that's where I'm saying that's the real problem in all of this.
Well, it's not actually the days away that are the problem, Alex. I think you're agreeing with me on that.
Sometimes it is necessary, yes, Jude, for people to get away. But on this occasion, no, not when you're walking away from crisis talks in which you agree nothing, and then going off, standing, smiling, scoffing, everything's all right, don't worry.
You know perfectly well that an organisation like Sinn Féin or an organisation like the DUP is perfectly capable of operating in the absence of their leaders for a couple of years.
No, it's not. It's not. That's the problem. It's not. Sinn Féin can't even operate without Gerry Adams' imprimatur on what's happening in Northern Ireland. Oh, so the notion that these two guys can do it.
That's another argument that you think the president of a political party should have a say in things.
Okay. Alex Kane, thank you very much indeed. Jude Collins, thank you.